To Right Side Radio with Phil Williams. It's hard to go wrong when you're on the right side. Right Side Radio, solid, conservative, and just plain right.
Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio. Phil Williams here, live in the Right Side studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national, covering down on all the issues. And yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, it is a somewhat hazy day out there, but so far the weather has held after the storms we had that like blew through last night. But Boomer's on the board. Hey, buddy, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good.
Oh, it's that day.
It is that day.
You got your finger on a button to like waiting for it. Play it.
Uh-oh. Guess what day it is. Guess what day it is. Mike. What day is it, Mike? Leslie, guess what today is.
It's hump day.
Woo-hoo! There it is. It is hump day. You have made it. You are halfway to the weekend. Congratulations to all of yous. And yeah, hump day, always a good one. The camel just cracks me up still. How many times am I going to hear that and laugh?
Every single time. There is no limit.
Probably. I mean, why limit yourself, right? All right, hey, listen, we got a great show laid on for you today. So in the continuing mode of working with the shaping the battle space or sharing the battle space, we got another guest coming on today. Becky Gerritsen, who's been on the show several times before. She's also the head of the Eagle Forum of Alabama. Eagle Forum being a national organization, she's the executive director for the Alabama chapter. But 3 o'clock today, Becky Gerritsen, Eagle Forum, she'll be on to talk about what they do, how they do it, and what they got going on. And then at 4 o'clock today, you know the deal, it's Grand Council. It's Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson. I assume Dale Jackson is not hunting alligators today, so we'll have him on the show with us. But yeah, Jeff Poor, Dale Jackson, Grand Council, that's at 4 o'clock as always. And then there's that whole triple dipper, so hit it, brother.
The triple dipper, three stories you've got to know.
That's right, the triple dipper, three stories, three themes, if you will, that you've got to know as we run today's show. Number one, right out the gate, I got several, and some of them are pretty good stories. We're going to talk about some home fries, things that are happening, cooking up right around your area, your neck of the woods, things that are happening right here in Alabama. Home fries, that's number one on the triple dipper. Number two, I'm doing that series all week long. Every day it's been a different group. Sharing the battle space. What other conservative groups are doing things in and around us? Like they're right here in Alabama, trying to influence policy or influence politics or work on advocacy for a certain cause. Anyway, sharing the battle space, part three, we'll do that. That'll be in conjunction, too, with our call from Becky Gerritsen from Eagle Forum. And then number three, political lynch mobs. You know, it's amazing to me how Democrats are allowed to weaponize justice and use the constant haranguing that they've tried over time. You may recall Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas during his confirmation hearings, which, by the way, were chaired by none other than Joe Biden. But Clarence Thomas, after being just ripped over the coals because how dare he be a conservative black man, he was allowed the opportunity to finally make his comments. And he told them, including Joe Biden, that this is nothing more than a high-tech lynching. Amazing comments. We're going to talk about it. Political lynch mobs, number three on the triple dipper. All right, let me jump over here to my comments. And before I do, I'll just remind you guys that one of our newest sponsors, Southern Immediate Care, a chain of clinics all around the North Alabama area. Southern Immediate Care is the sponsor of the Right Side Way monologue every single day of the week, and we're glad to have them on the team. Okay, I got to tell you, I saw a meme the other day. At some point, I know I showed it to Boomer. I saw a meme the other day that just cracked me up. Had a picture of an angry monkey, and it said, "When it's time to fight, you fight like you're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark, and brother, it's starting to rain." I don't care who you are. That's funny right there. Unless, of course, you're a liberal. In that case, you would probably assess that simple meme through the layered lenses of any number of grievance and victim-oriented dogmas. I mean, how dare you call it a monkey? How dare you suggest a fight? How dare you invoke the Bible by mentioning Noah's Ark? I mean, it's true. I can hear their caterwauling, their screeching even now. Meanwhile, most of us just laugh because it's really funny. When it's time to fight, you fight like you're the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark, and brother, it's starting to rain. Liberals, though, man, they've lost their sense of humor. In reality, though, I think they just lost their sense of reality. Case in point, just yesterday morning, I was surfing social media for a few minutes, and I came across a music video that had just come out, just in the last few days. The video itself is a series of graphics, live camera footage, set against the backdrop of country music artist Jason Aldean and his band playing live in front of the historic Maury County Courthouse in Columbia, Tennessee, just south of Nashville. The video plays a constant stream of images of riots, Antifa, BLM, protests, robberies, looting, general mayhem, and all of its real footage, much of which was taken just in the last few years. I mean, why would anyone want to show all of that in their music video? It's a fair question. Well, the answer is pretty simple, because the song itself is called Try That in a Small Town. And the lyrics are pretty clear. Here's an example. Here's some lyrics. You ready? Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk. Carjack an old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool? Well, act like a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough. Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. That song actually came out in mid-May, but the video was just released, and the song is hitting a strong note with listeners, although not all of it's good. Liberal heads are exploding everywhere like cheap fireworks, but salt-of-the-earth country music fans are loving it. The song is currently all of a sudden listed as number one most downloaded country music song on iTunes Top 100. And what's not to like? I mean, how many times have we as conservatives watched the news in frustration and disbelief as we see the largely peaceful protests burning America's cities down, or tearing down statues, or demanding reparations, or calling to defund the police, or watching the security footage of innocent old men just trying to run their bodega getting stabbed, old ladies being punched from behind on a dare, thugs on the subways, pride parade nudity, the list goes on and on. And then along comes Jason Aldean, and he puts our feelings to music and runs a video of the perpetrators and just lays out a dare. Try that in a small town. But like I said, liberals are having a heyday right now, a complete come apart. I mean, how dare he, they say. So Country Music Television, CMT, it caved in the first 3 days and has already pulled the video without comment despite having run it all weekend in heavy rotation. Not one of Aldean's detractors has been willing to acknowledge that all he did is show real footage of real events and sing about real frustration. One gun control activist who runs the national organization called Moms Demanding Action claimed that Jason Aldean should know better than to threaten people with getting shot, since he, of all people, was on the stage at the 2017 Las Vegas shooting where 60 people were killed and 400 wounded. Well, there's some serious conflation right there, in my opinion. I mean, never mind the fact that nowhere in the song does he call for anybody to be shot. Now, I would say, though, that of anyone in the whole music industry, that Jason Aldean, of all people, has earned the right to be able to sing about being fed up with rampant violent crime. He lived through it. He knows the pain. Another detractor, a noted national police reform activist, claimed that the song was, wait for it, racist, claiming that the song was just a racist dog whistle invoking urban crimes that we better not do in his sundown town. What does that even mean? I had to look it up. A sundown town? That's slang for an all-white municipality or neighborhood that practiced a form of racial segregation by excluding non-whites through discriminatory local laws, intimidation, or violence. Really? You think the song said all that? That's what she says. It's a racist dog whistle, invoking urban crimes that we better not do in his sundown town. What a cheap thing to say. I guess what you mean is that small-town black citizens are okay with this. But because he's white, he must come from a town where they're discriminatory simply because of, I don't know, you think so. If that's the new standard, I mean, what are we living under? And here's the deal. Part of the claim that it was racist is because the site of the video's live performance is in front of a courthouse where a lynching took place nearly a century ago. I mean, again, if that's the new standard, we're going to have a heck of a time filming anything anywhere. I guess by that measure, I shouldn't have attended that play in Ford's Theater a few years back since Abraham Lincoln was shot there. But this is typical liberal tripe. attack the conservative view, but never once acknowledge that the underlying message is simply that people want the criminal acts to stop. I mean, is it asking too much for some of these same activists to realize for just 1 minute that real people, real lives, and livelihoods have been attacked over and over, good people, innocent people, just trying to live and let live? And then they can't, because laws are not enforced as to those who espouse a liberal viewpoint or fall into the liberal versions of an unofficially protected class. I mean, you claim you're angry at the man or outraged by the death of a man you never met in a faraway state, you can burn down the town. That's an understandable pent-up rage, simply needing its moment of expression. But if you dare to be a Christian conservative and walk the streets wearing a MAGA hat, then you're the downfall of Western society and you need to be dealt with before any more lives are destroyed by your very existence. Well, listen, Jason Aldean, he's just singing what we feel. It's really that simple. The average Joe and Jane, they want to be left alone, but the average Joe and Jane is also fed up. We know we're not racist. We know we are not oppressors. We know that we don't have privilege. We like guns, but we don't plan to shoot anybody. We love our God, our families, and our country. We work hard. We play hard. We step lightly because lashing out at folks is not our favorite thing to do. But you push too far, you threaten our family or malign our God or burn our flag, and brother, you just became the third monkey on the ramp to Noah's Ark, and you better learn to swim because you ain't getting on this boat. And that's a wrap for the Right Side Way. I like that monkey. But yeah, I'm saying, I mean, literally, this is a situation where all we have is a song talking about real feelings, about real events happening in reality all around us. At the same time, it's a song with a video that all it did was show actual footage of real events that no one can deny happened, but they don't want to acknowledge that. They want to lash out at the guy who dared to point it out. Well, I got news. He's daring to point it out to enough people who just made his song number one in the nation. And I don't think that's going away anytime soon. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back. Back, Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, solid conservative and just plain right. Boom shakalaka. Did you tell me before the show started that you used to work for CMT, Country Music Television?
I did.
I find out things about you like every other day, I feel like.
I'm like an onion. There's just so many layers.
Well, you know, onions have a little odor to them, but I'm not going down that road. All right, so CMT just dropped Jason Aldean after 3 days because, by the way, I saw on Fox that some gun control activist is right now claiming credit for having gotten that whole video taken down. So
I'm just rolling my eyes. I'm pretty mad at CMT. I mean, yeah, I was a independent contractor for them for years and worked with them in Nashville and in different states along the way. And normally you see them do the right thing and do what they're supposed to do, play music videos and do things with the music industry. And now they're trying to take a stand for something they probably shouldn't be.
Or maybe not take a stand. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I look at this and think, have they forgotten their audience? I mean, country music audiences are kind of like, you know, hockey fans. You know, they're pretty selective and they tend to know what they like and they no longer drink Bud Light. Doesn't that clue anybody in? So what the heck?
Exactly. I don't think it was this past year, but Jason Aldean's been the artist of the year for many years. I think he's had it 2 or 3 years, and that's a big deal. You're not going to want to take that off of your network. I don't know why they're doing that, other than they're trying to save their own face.
Well, they ran it in heavy rotation, is what I read, meaning they were pushing it hard through the weekend, and then all of a sudden, oh no, backlash. What do we do? Quick, take it down. Maybe nobody will notice. It's the number one song in the nation right now on downloads. So, that's a mess. Text lines blew up. By the way, the text line is obviously open. Like, wow. Obviously. 833-687-4448. And I just saw a meme, by the way. See if I can get back to it. I'm not sure I will. Matt Murphy had it up. Well, I'll find it in a minute. It was almost like he knew I was going to do that monologue today. But the truth be told, there's a lot to be said for, you know, what that song means, and the fact that all it's doing is just putting our thoughts into words. People get frustrated. People getting tired of stuff. People are prepared to defend their own, and then one guy writes a song. The song does really well. Next thing you know, liberals are having a freak out. Let's go to the text lines for a minute. 833-687-4448. Golly, Bob, where do I start? Let me scroll down here a little bit. I'm saying. Where we go here? Ronnie from Athens. Let's have another great show today. That is the plan, sir. Thank you very much. We got a brand new texter. Is this Jerry from Athens? Is brand spanking new in the text line? Glad you're there, man. Julie from Hillsboro says, I'm playing Try That in a Small Town on continuous loop and Apple Play all day long.
Yes.
And Jason Aldean thanks you. John from Huntsville says, hey, Phil, it's kind of strange that just after I gave you the best grade I've ever given you, some crazy severe weather came through the Huntsville area, even a possible tornado. I hope I didn't disrupt the atmosphere by giving you that awesome grade. No, brother, that was if nothing else, that was the that was a lashing out at the madness. But nope, I'm proud of my grade. All good. Brian from Huntsville. Third monkey on the ark fight? Nah, that happened to the unicorns, and the female was kicked off, and the two males remained. That's why we don't have them anymore.
Okay. Badger from Athens.
Yeah, what's he got?
The only thing I can see about Aldean's song is that a winner might see it as an invite to come to a small town and try.
Well, good luck with that.
Yeah, I mean,
yeah, and bad stuff happens in small towns. We know it does. Like Uvalde, Texas, was a small town, and they did have that school shooting there. But you know. Nah, it's. I think by and large. And by the way, the video, he doesn't show flashpoints. Like Uvalde was a thing nobody could see coming. It happened, and it was over within an hour-ish. The things he was showing are systemic, like almost like cultural issues, like Antifa rioting night after night after night after night after night after night. And the mayor of Portland is sitting idly by and going, well, they're people too, and they have a right to their expression. It's a summer of love.
Exactly. They weren't things that were just a quick and done. It was things that were just systemically just continuing on.
Absolutely. Missy from Fayetteville just said, awesome. Thank you, Missy. We appreciate you. Tracy from Athens says, amen, Colonel. Thank you, sir. Cameron from Decatur, there are 400 million privately owned guns in this country. How many of those are used to rob or kill? If we had 200,000 people in this country a year who went mad and started shooting at people, it would still be 0.05% of all gun owners represented. Well, there's some math for people like you that like math. There you go. All right, listen, we're going to take a break. We'll come right back, and we'll be jumping into home fries, things that happened around the state. By the way, we do have a brand new second largest city in the state as of last night. I'll tell you all about it. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.